All right, let's get started with that, so we won't be too late. Let's welcome everyone out tonight to our CDRA meeting. March 9th, 2026, Fall Regular Meeting. Let's start with a roll call.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
You got your mask.
Yeah. Larry. Okay, there's Brownfield. Johnson.
That's good.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Mike.
Good.
Brownfield.
Yeah.
Brownlee.
Good.
Sam.
Good. He's walking with you.
I have the mask on, and I didn't know that's taken off.
What's the story? Yes. Next item on our agenda is approval of minutes of the February 9th, 2021. Regular CDRA meeting held at 6 p.m. Second. Okay, that motion by Sam and seconded by Russell to accept the approval minutes for the February 9th, 2021 regular CDRA meeting. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, next is approval of claims. Invoice register dated 2/6 of 2021 to 3/5 of 2021 in the amount of $15,518.62. I think Jay's got the minutes. They're showing the minutes from the January 12th.
Did that change something?
No, we approved the minutes in February meeting. Third of February. I thought we just approved the February minutes.
What are you looking at? Are the minutes from February? Are you approving the minutes from January?
January's minutes.
Oh, but tonight's meeting.
Yeah. Okay, so we still give the
minutes. I was following the minutes fine, but since January, I thought. Okay, I have a first by Sam and seconded by Ronnie to accept invoice register dated 2/6 of 2021 to 3/5 of 2021 in the dollar amount of $15,518.62. Roll call.
Johnson.
Yeah.
Kevin.
I think I better abstain. I see there's three deals out from Paul Sheet Metal, so I'll abstain from voting, but I will say that we had some problems at the Wasatch Block building with wiring and elements that had burned out, but they got the water heater up there in the Brooklyn Attic above the first floor apartment. It was a challenge to get that resolved. We got Kurt Larson involved in it, and was able to get it resolved, but hopefully it's the end of it. So.
Hey, Paul?
Yeah.
Ronnie?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes. Turn the time over to our executive director for his report.
Okay, if you can go back to the beginning, I'll just call the hospital, I'll be looking forward, I'll probably know that you're going to step up. Okay, we talked last time, I told you, you're in pretty good shape, because we called the cops initiative, he had moved forward with $107 million to be used for recreation projects in Portland. We have worked really hard on this. If you hear me up here today, I'm not going to spit on my talk, so I'm going to keep this on.
Just teasing.
We were in good shape on that, because Harbor Recreation was with us. Sunrise did a great job on their $35,000 study to take the trail and to operate the Spring City. We were all out here to get $1.5 million of that 107 to take that trail. I think we were very, very, we knew we were in a very strong position. In addition to that, we were in a very strong position to get about $500,000 to make some improvement for the, as a trailhead down here at the Equestrian Center, to be able to take, for people to bring the horses and then run into six trails. What happened was, and you see emails back and forth between me and Darryl Rose and Steve Lund, where they say, "What? We don't understand either. What's going on here?" What happened was, as Tara from Outdoor Recreation says in one of her emails to me, as they got in the call from the session, what happened was, $107 million in the cost initiative, they took $103 million and just left $4 million for outdoor recreation. That's what happened. Now, it's not the end of the world, folks. But if you turn out to the head out of the what do you have to tell the paper? Tell me right there. You turn it out for a few seconds. You will see the little exchanges between myself and Tara. So what they're doing here, you'll see some numbers, and you'll see that the project directors on this are Justin Atkinson, representing members of CDRA, and myself, representing the Mormon Heritage Journal to provide matching funds. What you've got there is a budget to go ahead with the improvements down there. You'll see that there's $25,000 in that budget to do 25 more RV hookups. You see a fifth figure for $40,000 to have 30 additional stalls. And you'll see a figure of $175,000 to do restrooms and showers. Then you'll see, finally, you'll see a figure of $60,000 for trail improvements. That's $10 per trail for each of the six trails. Now, what they're doing now, on the 19th of this month, a final application will be due to be able to compete for those funds. And you'll see that one there from Tara, and you say, "Hey, I may be biased, because I'm a partner in Crestview, but I think it's a very good project, and it's just doing a great job, holding all the data together." If you come to this, the whole section I talked about economic impact. If you take a second to look at that, you'll see we made a pretty big case for the fact that the horses are a very important part of the U.S. economy, the state's economy, and these are sometimes factors in the world. So what we're going to do, we'll be submitting this application to get $150,000, $150,000 in outdoor recreation. Then within the day, we'll be going to Utah Division of Parks and Recreation to ask for some of that money that they've got, and then the heritage area is going to put money in some of the state parks.
Recreation, but it's
not what we're calling it. I think the Utah Division of Parks and Recreation, which comes under the Department of Natural Resources. Sorry about that. They have a deadline in May, so we go there for some money because they have a lot of available now. So anyway, we're going to bring you up to date with some of the details. We'll be going into this application that's due on March the 19th. And again, we're going this route because the route we planned to go on previously, not because of last time, and you'll see in those documents I gave you, that route disappeared. So we want to go to Plan B. But on that paper, I'd like to call your attention to is that one page, going on the communication back and forth, was in the film. When it says money to begin with, you probably want to talk about Creek Park. If you look at that email, you see that John King and I have exchanged information, and also I got information from Steve Run to say, put it up and go after that, because UDOT's got 35 million. I've heard two figures, I don't know what the final. One is 39,139. At least $35 million over UDOT to be used for trails. And so what we're going to be doing is working with Chris Carter and applying for funds to take the trail from Mount Pleasant to Spring City. This is Plan B because the outdoor recreation money we thought we could tap into is gone. So with all those papers, there's not much to worry about except to show the sack of them that I didn't make it up. And so the exchanges with Lowe, and I was there in Owens, with outdoor recreation, with all this, and the sum total of it is we had to hurry up and shift gears and go in a different direction. For both the Crossman Center / Trail Project for Steel Online, and also the Trail Spin City, so we can take advantage of that $45,000 study. It's still online. Okay? Why did you not contact with Chris Potter? I sent an email, I called him on the trail. Today I'll come and get involved. Okay, with that, you can trash it or whatever you want. If you have any questions,
I just want to make a comment about the equestrian improvements. If you go back several years, at least when I first got on council, that arena has always been. It's gone through different committees that have managed it. We've now Jack's doing it, and I think since, at least my observation, since I've seen that happen, good things have happened down there. But we also lost the tax increment that was helping to pay for that.
That is correct.
So I guess in my humble opinion, anything that we can do to draw or enhance is a benefit because we lost that, and if we can somehow make that up.
I agree 100%, and that gives me a chance. I think the chairman of the RDA would agree that I now make the transition at his request to ask that you set a time for a work session, the sole purpose of which will be to discuss the future of the Creon Peterson Eccles Equestrian Center / Contour Arena. We were involved in a meeting yesterday, a budget meeting with the mayor, and Bob was there because he is a council member of Recreation, and Dave Oxman was there, and we had both Gay Lynn and Jack Whittison were there, and I had a lot of data, a lot of information from Blackhawk Arena. I had their budget, I had all kinds of stuff in the building authority. We learned a lot, didn't we, Mike?
We did.
And so what we'd like to do is set a work session where we'll share the information that the three of us shared and go into details and see where we go from here to really take that facility down there to the next level, which I think we can. And that's one of the good things about that economic data we've got in that application we're doing. Horses are big business, and if we do this right, we can take it another dimension, like you said, and make up what we've lost by no longer having the income at the big box.
And not only make up, but extend beyond that.
So, Mr. Chairman, if you'd like to move forward to set a date, then we can go ahead with the work session to talk about it.
Any ideas? One word for everybody?
This is something that we'd like to
just kind of create a work session, kind of create a 10-year plan, see what we'd like to do with that arena, ideas.
Yeah.
You're going to include Jack in it?
How is it? Is
yeah, there's things we plan to do.
Would you comment? I think you learned a lot here, didn't you, at that meeting?
Yeah, it was interesting. What Jack and Kaylin?
Kaylin, yes, sir.
What they have done out there, the equipment, they've used dirt trucks, dirt tractors, and everything, and for 9 years now,
yeah,
and haven't been compensated for any of them. To really speak of.
But we got a lot of good information, the hard data for comparative analysis. I think in this work session, we're really be able to map out a future for the questioning center.
Well, one thing I do like, when you got this breakdown here, is this project will develop a trailhead and horse boarding facilities for access to the improvement for the following equestrian trails. Now, am I understanding this right? They're going to improve the trailheads of each of these different trails?
We have no clue what we're going to do to get parking up into those trails. What we're going to try to have is like a horse hotel, where people can come here, leave their horses and stuff, and then they go on up to the trails, and we're going to work on the parking facility. We're working with the Central Utah chapter of the Backcountry Horse Association of America, and that's headed up. They have a chapter here, and we think it's a good way to enhance it. Now, in addition to by having those different enhancements, that will also, for a long time, we've been handicapped by not having restrooms and showers down there. And so this is going to be a pretty good enhancement, I believe.
And this won't have any effect on the grant that we're pursuing for the parks and restrooms. This is a separate, a separate opportunity.
Yeah.
So sad. I wish it was easy to get grants for our city park because it is for.
No, we don't have our.
Yeah. May 1st is that's through state parks, but it's through Wild Water Conservation.
Exactly. Grant, so. I'm familiar with that. You mentioned you're working on that.
Yeah.
You know, other thing that's happening, I think we're in pretty good shape to get $20,000 from CLG. That comes through state history. To do work on city hall. We've got a few things we're going to do here, but we're also going to do some work up at the armory, and we'll be hammering out the details. And by the next meeting, I should know where we stand on that, and I'll hand you out the work plan that shows what we're going to do.
Has there ever been talk of how to maintain that trail between Elkwood and Springfield? That's one of my big
concerns. Justin, Jeff, did you like to address that? You and I just talked about that last week, setting up an organization.
Yeah, I think what's going to have to happen, if and when that ever becomes a reality, is we'll probably have to put together some sort of trails committee that addresses maintenance and seeks grants. They have what they call a FIT grant that, I can't remember what the acronym is. It's a fiscal improvement grant or something you can apply for every year, and you can use that strictly for maintenance. So, I mean, I don't think Mount Pleasant City should be caught holding the bag to do all that.
No, I don't think you can.
I talked to Kevin Christians, the county tribal economic development director, and I told him how Sevier County does the Rock Candy Mountain Trail, down Big Rock Candy Mountain that goes up there, and the county's going to have to take the lead on this, and we'll have, like he said, we'll have a kind of like a organization with representatives from Mount Pleasant, Spring City, and the county, but the county has to take the lead on it. They do that in city. And by the way, you two learned that yesterday. It was interesting to note yesterday, when we can get this out, we've got a couple more minutes, but we'll be discussing some more detail at the work session. But when I told them the budget for the building authority they use, they run their money, whereas we, in our arena, what we do, the building authority owns it and we lease it back to the city. Salina puts all of it through the building authority. But there's some interesting things to note. One of them is that they take 25% of their sales tax, which equals $122,000 a year, and they give that to the arena. In addition to that, they have a 1% enhancement on the transit room tax that brings in another $20,000 a year, and then the county gives them $40,000. And when you have that work session, you'll see that they have about 800 or 900 fewer people than we do. I learned a lot when I got those budgets, because I always thought that the county was funding that. And lo and behold, I learned the county is giving them $40,000 a year on a contract. But it's their sales tax commitment, and this 1% enhancement transit room tax that they use to do that. And I think you're going to find that work session to be very productive, and we'll figure out a solid plan to move forward.
I might add, too, that DOT has a very aggressive program for active transportation right now. So I think once that trail's built, I think that UDOT would probably participate in some of the maintenance as well, especially if they fund, if the money to do that trail comes through, through UDOT.
Well, yeah, because the stud money comes, is UDOT money,
right.
Except for $3,500 a hill here.
Still won't tie our trail though, will it yet?
Well, we'll be talking, we get together, we're talking about that, what we call phase two, we still have, we're going to be, we've got some ideas on that, we'll talk. Well, okay, so lots going on, and I'll keep in touch, but like I say, I thought you'd be interested in the fact that the $107 million that was going to go to the Austin Outdoor Recreation will go down to $4 million by the time the session. One thing I learned when I came back to Michigan about UCOP politics, if you're the Wasatch Front, you got a very, very strong competitive advantage to anybody else.
Yeah, that's for sure. Hey, by the way, that trail, actually the idea of that trail started in Spring City, I don't know if you knew that or not.
Yeah.
But the Youth City Council was, a few years ago, wanted to have a trail from Spring City to Mount Pleasant.
Right.
But so we kind of worked with them, they're all gone now, that the Youth City Council, but we kind of ended up with it, and now here it is. So I think Spring City is supportive of it, maybe.
Oh yeah, in fact, we thought we had the pool of money for Outdoor Rec to share the keys. The mayor, Cynthia was aboard, Chris Strobe was their liaison. They were all ready to go and all fired up about it, so they're heavily involved. Okay, guys, thanks a lot.
Does the date decide on for the work session?
No, I don't think so.
That's what we're just coming back to.
The fuck did he go?
March 30th. Is that our next council meeting?
No. I'm gonna turn it up.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you want March?
March 23rd is the next.
How much time are we gonna need?
Sure call.
How long do you think it'll take to make kind of a 10-year plan on it, Mon?
Pardon me?
How long do you think it'll take?
For my part, it's not long, because I talk really fast. I'm just teasing you. I think we can do it, I think we easily do it in an hour, can't we, Mike? No more than an hour?
It might go into an hour and a half.
You wanna do it a standalone meeting on a?
Yeah, on a Tuesday night if we could.
I won't be here on the 30th.
So we don't wanna have it like at 5:00 on the 23rd?
On the 23rd.
That'll be hard for people to get here.
Well, we got a public hearing at 6:00.
On that one?
On the rate in pass.
On the power rate.
Oh. Unless that's not still on.
Did you get sent to the paper?
No. Because I was frantically trying to figure out how to do an impact fee ordinance today.
Oh.
Well, if we want to push that one back, we could fill that slot with it.
Unless you want to do it a whole separate thing.
Our regular meeting will be at 6:30, I assume that.
What works the best for people? We can't do our... How did we decide though? We didn't have to do it as a public hearing.
For the
power rate increase.
Right, you were just doing that just to be nice.
You don't have to have a public hearing for the rate increase.
Was doing it as an open house. We didn't have to advertise it the same way.
That's right, we just
decided
that.
Oh, yeah.
If we got it for the paper next week, we'd probably still be all right because we didn't have to do it for the 10 days.
Right.
So we could still do the power rate ahead of our last, the 23rd city council meeting.
Which would begin at
6. Which should at 6 and have the...
I think it's important to do that so we can answer questions.
Yeah.
And explain why.
Well, Amy was just panicking because she's thinking they didn't get the paper, so we didn't get enough time to advertise.
You won't make the 30th, Kevin?
No, I won't make the 30th.
Would next week work, or is that too quick? The 16th.
I may not make that. I might be out in Vernal.
Well, you're probably crucial because you've been helping with all the grants down there, so you're probably...
I'll either be there or on the 23rd, I may be in Vernal. I'm not sure yet. But
we've just got a celebration meeting at 3, so that don't... I mean, I'd be good to come here after that.
On what day?
On the 16th.
Let's shoot for the 16th if we can. You guys next week, is that good?
Yeah.
For me, at 6.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's shoot for a work meeting then for next week, next Tuesday night at 6 p.m.
This is a 10-year plan for the Concoy?
This is a work session for CDRA.
Right, right. It is a work session.
Work.
We want it at 6 or 6:30.
You better do, you mean, 6?
Okay, we'll do it at 6?
A work session.
For me, I'm the easy one.
A work session next week for the CDR for basically a 10-year, kind of do a 10-year plan for the arena. Can I get some ideas what we'd like to see down there?
Yeah, that could be an interesting meeting.
Probably I'd get ahold of Jack and make sure he's good to go on that one.
Yeah. Are you all right with that one, Mark?
March 16th at 6, is that?
Yep.
You got time to change it, it'll be all screwed up.
Yeah, time change will happen Sunday, so.
The first CDRA one that's been held at 6, because that's going to be normal CDRA.
Yeah, it is. Okay, anybody else got anything?
That was the 17th, right?
The 16th. 16th.
The 16th, okay, that's.
A week tonight.
Yeah.
Tuesday night.
That's the third Tuesday, okay.
The public hearing for the power rate will be on the 23rd.
23rd at 6 p.m., yes. Yep. Nothing else? Somebody want to make some motion, we adjourn? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we'll take just a couple minute break and then we'll start city council. Whoops. Everybody said yay, so somebody seconded, all right? Rodney seconded. Pledge and pray. I go back.